Lawyers usually keep a card in their wallet, a membership card showing they're admitted to practice law in a certain state, that the lawyer has proven herself by passing a bar exam and the scrutinizing eyes of the Character and Fitness Committee. Do lawyers cherish their licenses to practice law? President Clinton has told his friends, and they told the New York Times, that he cherishes his Arkansas law license, that he plans to fight the recommendation last week from a disciplinary committee that he be disbarred for his serious misconduct in lying under oath twice. Judge Susan Weber Wright placed the matter before the committee, calling the president's testimony false, misleading, and evasive, designed to obstruct justice. And the committee found those actions serious enough to warrant kicking the president out of the Arkansas bar. But this is not the end of the story. The matter now goes before a judge who can accept or reject the committee's recommendation. The judge could instead decide that the president deserves a lesser punishment, like suspension from the practice of law. Attorneys who are suspended are usually readmitted quite easily. Disbarred attorneys have a much tougher time of it. And when the disbarment is based on dishonesty, readmission is impossible. That is the analysis of the Arkansas Supreme Court in a case involving an attorney who, like the president, faced disbarment, the recommendation from the disciplinary committee. And in the case, the court decided that disbarment would not be appropriate, that instead the attorney who had pled guilty to misdemeanor crimes involving fraud against the government should be suspended from the practice of law for 5 years. The most important thing about the decision, perhaps, is that it came down from the Arkansas High Court on May 10th, a mere 12 days before the committee decided that President Clinton's actions warranted disbarment. And certainly, as the justices wrote that opinion, they knew it was possible they would be deciding a case involving the president within months. Here's what happened in the case from May 10th. The attorney pleaded guilty to defrauding the government. The bar's disciplinary committee, as it did in the president's case, recommended that he be disbarred. But a lower court judge disagreed, and the state Supreme Court, too, decided that disbarment would not be appropriate in the case. In doing so, the justices laid out the factors important to such a decision. Aggravating factors like selfish motive, a refusal to acknowledge the wrongful behavior, substantial experience in law practice. The mitigating factors including character or reputation, personal or emotional problems, and decided that the attorney should not be disbarred. The government wasn't a vulnerable victim, it found, among other things. The decision refers to another case in which the state Supreme Court decided disbarment would be inappropriate, overturning not just the committee's recommendation, but a lower court's decision as well. It also cites a case in which the justices upheld a disbarment recommendation, where the attorney had no remorse and had tried to cover up his illegal actions. In days to come, those justices might have to decide which case is more on point with the president's. But in doing so, they'll have to consider another one of their cases, decided just 5 months before Judge Wright put the president before the disciplinary committee. In it, the justices decided that a man who had committed perjury should not be admitted to the bar at all. There is simply no place in the law for a man or woman who cannot or will not tell the truth, the justices wrote, implying perhaps that they cherish the integrity of the justice system every bit as much as the president does his law license. I'm Amy Guida.